I thought it would be better to flood the back lot instead. Less obvious, I insist. Easier to get away with. Because water could be accidental, in a way arson could not. Pipes burst, tides ebb. Sewers get blocked by fallen leaves. Things leak and overflow sometimes, just because it's a thing things do. But combustion is only very rarely spontaneous. I could imagine the miniature disasters that might follow a flood. Ant-sized tsunamis. Tiny tidal waves. A slippery, perilous surface to cross if it was cold enough. It's a metaphor, I say. Because we're all underwater. Either swimming or drowning. But you weren't into it. And this is a perfect metaphor for us. Fire and water. Flames and frost. Hot and cold, burning and freezing. Opposites. You never could get the heat of your body, your temper like tinder, your being wanting to burn, under control. But I like it when you are in control. I always want to be close to the inferno view, even if it kills me. A lie. Opposites attract. The truth? Magnets attract. Opposites fit together like fucked up puzzle pieces. And when you're fucked up, there are more important things than attraction. Like distraction. Like destruction. Opposites distract. Opposites destroy. Opposites decimate. Opposites detonate. Opposites are fun as hell until they aren't. 703 days before the fire. You took me to your basement room. It was filled with mismatched furniture, wrought iron chairs, and two cushy couches, and a four-poster bed with a princess canopy. Nothing went together, so everything did. You sleep down here? I asked. Yes, you said, teeth hissing like burning paper. There were patchwork quilts and concert posters, Christmas lights and an aquarium shimmering with fish, sunshine yellow sheets and piles of books and so many candles. There was a rainbow painted across the floor instead of a carpet. Gay, I whispered, looking down at all the colors we stood atop. You laughed. Yep, you said, lips popping like firecrackers. I could see you in that bed, under the low ceiling covered in glow-in-the-dark stars, lying awake above the rainbow, making wishes, setting tiny fires, reading poetry and texting me back with your dark hair bleeding across your bright pillow. It looked like a dream, your basement. It looked like the best kind of secret. It looked like home. And I imagined it was what your brain might look like if I could see inside you the way I wanted. 2. The best fire starters. The forecast is ice cold the next day, and you have a theory that things burn hotter, longer, brighter in this kind of weather. I don't question you. I rarely ever question you. So we decide to do it. It is also the winter solstice, I realize, when my alarm goes off in the deep morning dark, and something about setting a fire before the sun rises on the shortest day and longest night of the year feels holy or blasphemous, or maybe a bit of both. I leave my house without making a sound to collect dozens of city papers from doorsteps and front lawns while the sun is still deciding to show up. When I have enough, I head to school, and once I'm standing in front of the dumpster, I pull apart the sections, layering them inside, like the colors in the early morning sky. You meet me there, in the back lot, and when I see you coming, I yank my hat lower to hide more of my eyes. I thought if I saw less of you, you'd see less of me. Less of how I ache to touch you. Less of how badly I need you close.